This is VOA News by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Police gather outside Hong Kong's legislature complex as protesters assemble to demonstrate against a bill that would criminalize the abuse of the Chinese national anthem. Lawmakers met to debate the controversial national anthem bill that would make it illegal to insult or abuse the March of the Volunteers in the semi-autonomous Chinese city. Those found guilty could face up to 3 years in prison and a maximum $6,450. The proposed new national security laws triggered the first big street unrest in Hong Kong since last year, when violent protests posed Hong Kong's biggest crisis since the return of Chinese rule back in 1997 from Britain. NASA and SpaceX are sending two U.S. astronauts on a mission Wednesday to the International Space Station from U.S. soil for the first time in nearly a decade. The NASA astronauts will be on board the SpaceX Crew Dragon spacecraft in what is the final part of the testing phase of NASA's work with private companies to return to launching Americans into space. Since the retirement of the space shuttle program, NASA has relied on partnering with the Russian Space Agency in order to send U.S. astronauts to the International Space Station. President Donald Trump and Vice President Mike Pence are expected to be at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida for Wednesday's launch. As always, for more news, we invite you to join us at our website, that is voanews.com, or on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. Japanese police arrested a man suspected of setting fire at an animation studio nearly a year ago, which killed 36 people. The 42-year-old suspect transferred to a police station for questioning on arson murder charges. He had been hospitalized since the attack, suffering from deep scars on his face and hands. Witnesses told police the suspect broke into the entrance of the Kyoto animation studio and poured flammable liquid on the floor and set it on fire while shouting, "Die!" He reportedly set the fire because he believed the studio had plagiarized his novel. Twitter on Tuesday, for the first time, put a fact-check warning on President Trump's tweets, prompting readers to check the facts and tweets sent by Trump, warning his claims about the mail-in ballots contain potentially misleading information about voting processes. Twitter confirmed this was the first time it had applied a fact-check label to a tweet by the president, an extension of its new misleading information policy, introduced this month to combat misinformation about the coronavirus. Twitter bans content that could result in voter suppression, but a company spokesman said the president's tweet on mail-in ballots did not violate that policy. Three U.S. Republican governors offering to hold the party's 2020 national convention in their state if the Democrat governor in North Carolina doesn't satisfy President Trump's demand for a full gathering in August. The governors of Florida, Georgia, Texas all say their state would be the ideal place for Republicans to convene. The convention, where Trump is certain to be nominated for a second term, is set to open in Charlotte, North Carolina, on August the 24th. And more than 2 million South Korean students returned to school on Wednesday morning in the latest stage of the country coming out of its coronavirus lockdown. Extra precautions were taken, with parents and children having their temperature checked as they arrived on school premises. About 400 schools and kindergartens decided to delay reopening due to the recent surge in the number of COVID-19 cases in South Korea. Last week, high school seniors returned to school after almost 2 months at home. And Sudanese officials say the number of cases of domestic violence against girls and women has increased during the COVID-19 lockdown in the Sudanese capital of Khartoum. For more news, voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app. By remote, I'm Michael Brown. VOA News.